We welcome in our Art Council crew. Sue Powell, Gallery Director of the Decatur Area Arts Council, and their Education Coordinator, Jenny Cowgill, are here with us. Welcome. How's it going?
Good. Going well. Busy, huh?
Yeah.
A little bit. You guys have a few things. Okay, I know the big conversation is going to be what's coming up in June, but first of all, there is still a few weeks of May left.
Yeah, you're right.
And and you've got Barn Colony Artists and the Spring Show, and how's things looking around there?
We do. Great. People seem to really be enjoying it, and they've left their People's Choice Award option up till the 18th. I think that's through Friday. And so if you still want to stop in and vote for your choice of the best one, that person will get a ribbon when they see who comes out on top.
Excellent.
And the exhibit goes through May 25th.
Through that Friday. And then it kind of sounds like that's ending early because you need to clear things out and get ready. June's a big deal, right?
Yes, it truly is, yeah, and with Memorial Day, too. So, yeah, we're getting ready for our big international arts experience, which this year will be Africa. So it's big because it's a whole continent. So I'm really excited. We have over 300 amazing pieces of artwork and artifacts all from Africa. They come from museum collections, from private collectors in the area, and include everything from paintings to sculpture, textiles, clothing, musical instruments.
What did you do last year?
Ancient artifacts. China.
It was China, okay. Which was big. So 300. How does 300 compare to that? Is it
more than what I even had last year.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had over 500 items from which to select. So it's been wonderful. Archaeological dig, you know, looking for these pieces. And people, I think, will learn a lot about Africa. There are 54 countries on the continent, and we have representation of some sort from about two-thirds of those countries.
Okay.
So you'll learn a lot about the diversity within the continent.
Yeah.
The artwork and the artifacts kind of tell the story of cultures and history and traditions and ways of life. And so it's just a great way to kind of travel, if you will, you know, without going abroad.
Sure. And June 1st, Friday, June 1st, is your first chance to see this stuff, right?
It is. And that's a big cultural event as an opening for it. And that evening, you can really immerse yourself in African culture because we will have not only the exhibit opening in the gallery, but Jenny will actually be doing some hands-on African crafts with people of all ages, kids or adults who want to participate. And they can do, what, Jenny, masks?
We have masks. We'll have little figures. What else are we having? Weaving.
And the huts.
Oh, yeah, and the Nibili huts, yeah.
Yeah, so people will be able to create some African-inspired artwork. And then this is just totally amazing. I happened to get hooked up with the ambassador of art from Nigeria.
Okay.
He has a friend in the area.
Okay.
And Ibiyinka Aleo is his name.
Okay.
He is a wonderful artist and internationally has shown. I mean, he's shown in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, in the Smithsonian.
Wow.
He's, you know, around the world.
Currently?
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
And so he is going to have three paintings in the exhibit.
Okay.
And he's also so excited about it. He's coming for the opening.
Wow.
And then it turns out that the people that I got for the dancers and drummers who are performing that evening, a company by the name of Afriki Lolo from out of St. Louis,
okay,
West African dance and drums, they know Ibiyinka Aleo,
no
right?
Kidding.
And they've worked with him before and have actually choreographed a dance to one of his paintings. And so they will be performing this dance drama of Ibi's painting, which will be on display. And
Evie's not he's not dancing in it, but they...
No, he might be playing the drums.
Okay. So he is performing, too.
Yeah, yeah, and he will be doing a brief talk also about African art and African dance drama. And the dancers will, at some point during the evening, also have audience participation, you know, so people can get up and learn some of the dance steps and learn about the instruments. And then we'll also have some authentic African cuisine that Chef Nick over at Bizu is preparing for the evening. So
really,
yeah, you can come and you can do the whole 2.5 hours from 5 to 7:30 if you want. And
I think you need
lots.
The 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You might be there a little later than 7:30. I have a feeling. but yeah, the entire celebration of the month, and then when it comes to the art, it's so big, it's going to be there for 2 months.
It is. It will be there through July 28th. So if you don't happen to be around on the first, come and at least catch up on the exhibit sometime during that time. It's a great thing to bring kids to, too. And all of the items have some kind of text by them, so you know what looking at and you see
you know where it's coming from, too.
Yeah.
Where did you? Where are most of these pieces stored at when they're not here? Do they? I mean,
they
probably
belong to private individuals.
Really?
And the Spurlock Museum at the University of Illinois, and there's an education center, Geertz Education Center at Krannert at U of I. They're also loaning to me. So, yeah, I have something like 20 different sources of where these pieces come from. It's amazing. An interesting
story.
You
got a rough idea where you're putting everything, or do you just get it and then you say, okay, so.
Oh, no.
So that's even harder. You just, but you when you start seeing stuff, you're like, you're already putting it in your head.
Yeah, you begin to see these categories, if you will. In fact, we have some amazing masks and the ability to do a whole wall of masks from all over the continent. So that alone, I was just really tickled about. So I think people will see things they've never seen before.
Ibi Inkeoleo, he lives in New York, right? Did you tell me that?
He actually lives in Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia, okay.
So he'll be coming in from Philadelphia. And is quite excited about what we're doing, and he'll be doing some other presentations in town on his own while he's here in town for about a week and a half.
Yeah, maybe even here with us.
Yes, we're hoping he will come talk.
When July rolls around, there will still be a First Friday Gallery Walk, and we'll talk about this next month. But
absolutely,
it will still be featuring Africa, and there will be more African cuisine, so it'll be another chance to celebrate. But the big night is Friday, June 1st. Jenny, before I guess we get to June, do we have some classes for you coming up in the next few weeks, or is it all?
We don't. I'm gearing up for the summer because it's a huge.
So it's go time.
It's huge, yeah.
What's next for you?
For classes?
Yeah.
Well, I've got a ton coming up. Just a ton. We've got International Arts Camp that goes along with the exhibit.
Okay.
And we focus on five different countries. We have Art with the Masters, which focuses on five different artists. And let's see, we have a drawing series, a mixed media series. We have a new series, which I'm super excited about. It's Film and Art for Kids.
So we're going to
be showing a film, and then we'll do a couple of different art projects connected with it, and we'll talk about it.
Cool.
And we have an adult cinema series, too, that focuses on directors, which is new, which is I'm super excited about it. And actually, my husband's going to be teaching that one because he's a film instructor.
Gotcha.
Well, that's one of the things he does.
That one's coming up. It's going to be on Wednesday starting June 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So Whiplash, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Election, Lost in America, Alice Doesn't Live Anymore, Dr. Strangelove, Strangers on a Train, My Darling Clementine, Bringing Up Baby. Each week you're featuring a different one.
Right.
And you don't have to come to all of them, but you're welcome to come to all of them. They're $7 a class.
Right, and you can bring your own beer or drinks and snacks, and we'll have popcorn and soda. And
when you say, art from it, so it's just going to be something kind of different each week?
The art is for the kids' class. So the adult class, we're just going to talk about it. We're just going to discuss
it. But the 21 and over one.
Right.
What's that going to be? Or are you just showing movies?
No, for the 21 and over, he's going to give a presentation, and then we're going to discuss it. And for the kid one, we'll show the movie, and then we'll do a project.
On the adult film class, should you watch the movie before and then kind of like a book club where you do you watch it together?
We watch it together. He'll do a little presentation beforehand, kind of a short one, and then we'll watch it and then we'll discuss it.
Oh yeah, there's some of my favorites are on that list.
Oh, awesome.
Some of the best directors out there, especially Stanley Kubrick with Dr. Strangelove or its full title or How I Love to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
Yep, yep.
One of the best movies ever made. I love it. So I'll probably come to that one at least.
Great, great. Well, what we do is we start from the 2010s and then go backwards.
Oh, nice.
So it's one from each decade.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So that's really cool.
Yeah, that's neat. And then you've got, all of these aren't you, I don't think, but the Friday Fun Day series is coming up.
Right. We have, just so many classes. We have something going on almost every day. And we also have some cocktails and creation classes, which are on the back, and a senior series, which starts really soon. It starts, the first one is June 4th. And those are discounted for only $5 per class.
Okay.
And then the cocktails and creations ones, we meet the first or third Friday, Thursday, and you bring your own beer or wine and snacks. And it's a fun social event.
Yeah, turn it into an event. You can make it what you want.
Right,
yeah.
It's super fun.
Get your own group to come in. These family events look pretty awesome.
Yes, I'm super excited about those. We do American Girl Doll event just about every year. And this one is particularly fun because it's focused on space.
Okay.
So I think that'll be a really fun one. And we have games, we have prizes, we have art projects, we have food. It's just like a big party.
Okay.
And the same with the Lego one.
Gotcha. The American Girl Doll Party, Girl Doll and Friends Galaxy Space Party, that's on Saturday, June 9th, from 11 a.m. to 1:30 in the afternoon. It's $20 to attend. You know, what do we know what kind of families can expect there?
What's that?
What families can expect, what all's going on?
Sure, sure. We'll have games and with prizes, and then we'll have food. And we'll show a little movie at the end about a little American Girl Doll who's interested in space. And lots of different art projects. So lots of different things.
And then in July, Lego Blind Bash Pizza Party. We'll talk more about that. But there's one to get. The family aspect of this, you don't have to be a real artistic family.
No,
you don't have to be an
artistic
person at all to appreciate
not at
this.
All.
Or to take a class.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
That's on my list. I am so not artistic whatsoever.
Oh,
me
I
and
bet
Nick
you are
complete opposites. No, I can't. I got like that one thing I can draw, which is like a barn. That's it. That's the only thing I can do. So I think it would be really neat to, you know, to do something different. You have so many options for stuff here.
We do.
The superheroes and villains, that's been going on. Is that right?
We have that every once in a while.
Okay.
And Ed Lozano's teaching that one. And it's going to be kind of like a little mini party.
Yeah.
And it will have, you know, different art projects and games and food and stuff like that, too.
Gotcha. Well, all of these classes, I mean, there are 15 different kinds of classes at different times throughout June and July on your flyer. But it's also available at DecaturArts.org. Mm-hmm. Cocktails and Creations, that you said that's every Thursday, right?
No, that's every first and third Thursday.
First and third Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one is, at least the first one in June anyway,
right.
is June 7th, Simple Flowers in a Vase, mm-hmm. beginner's painting class. So and then it pours on. There's a ton of them going on.
And we have
on,
one that's not on the flyer because I didn't have time to put it on there, but we have a scarf marbling class, and I believe it's July 16th, I'm not sure. If you go to our website, it will tell you. But it was so popular. We did it this spring. It was so popular that I went ahead and added another one this summer.
Is that like tie-dye?
No, it's this really super cool process. You have thickened water, and you drop the paint onto the water, and it floats. And then you swirl it around with different stuff.
Yeah.
And then you lay your scarf on top of it and pull it up.
The natural pattern it makes itself.
Right.
Ah,
it is
nice.
So cool, and they all just loved it so much, and it looks very professional, and you don't have to be artistic at all.
Yeah, that's neat. The senior classes are for 55 and up. Mm-hmm. Are you checking close to the IDs?
not really. No.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. So if you got a bunch of friends that are 55 and up and you're 52, you're going to be able to come hang out. But that's on Mondays at 10 a.m. for 90 minutes, and it's $5 a class. You're starting Kandinsky.
One of my absolute favorite artists. Yeah,
so unique. So that's great. Well, the Art Council is open. Tell me about the hours. Again, Sue, we got a few minutes.
Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. And I want to shout out a thank you to Ameren, because that's our sponsor for the Africa exhibit and event.
Oh, great.
And that public support is so important. And also to the Rotary Club here in town, because they have provided some scholarships for the field trip program that goes along with the Africa exhibit. So if there are youth groups out there that would like to participate and come and do a tour of the exhibit and then culminate with an activity that's a hands-on African art or craft, we'd love to hear from you about that and get you scheduled for the summertime.
Do you get a lot of school groups during the school year? You do, don't you?
Through the school year, but in
the
summertime, lots of youth groups.
Okay, I was going to say, it's kind of unfortunate school's not in for this.
Well, yeah, that's true. But, you know, there are lots of groups out there that are working with kids in the summertime, and so this is a great opportunity.
Perfect.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention the other people who will be open during First Friday. Blue Connection will have their Robert Crowder Artist in Residence, which is a Millikan University art student by the name of Brooke Brazil.
Okay.
She does mixed media figural kind of work.
Okay.
And then Gallery 510 is featuring artwork by Shirley Bescher. And then the Art Farm is actually featuring Jenny's son, Ray.
Awesome. How old is he?
He's 17.
Oh, cool. Cool. Well, so plenty going on. June 1st. Mark it on your calendars, right?
You bet. Be there or be square.
Jenny Cowgill, Sue Powell, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.